Joining me now is Geraldine Pillay. Good morning, Geraldine. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Tracy. I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you very much. So tell me, what are you doing for the young girls in Macassar?
Well, this year, I've decided that, you know what, I want to do something that is more sustainable than just a day of pampering and all of that. So we are looking at exam readiness seminar, where we will be focusing on how to get them ready for the upcoming matric exam. Also to empower them with knowledge about careers where they can earn while they learn. And the most important for me, actually, is a topic that's actually taboo in our communities is depression. And he's also originally from Macassar, and he heads now the head of psychiatry at the South African Defence Force. And he is coming in with a team of 3 psychiatrists, and they will talk about depression and the early signs and how to treat it. And for this event, it's not just for the matric learners, but it's also for their parents, because I think it's a journey that you have to walk with your parent or whoever is your primary caregiver. So on that day, we have the community chest that has made 2 bursaries available, and we also have Damlin that will be there. So there's lots of opportunities for former matric learners from Macassar, you know, so that they don't have to stress about what is going to happen in 2019. On that day, they will be overloaded with information and with resources, and I really hope that they will take it and run with it.
I'm sure they definitely will. Geraldine, you've done this for many years. You come from Macassar, and yet you always make sure that you're still plowing back into Macassar, which is good. What inspires you to do that?
You know what, because I know the struggles. It was my reality for a very, very long time where, you know, you're just going through the paces. You don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. And some kids, they think Macassar is the end all, the be all. So I thought to myself, you know what, I always want to go back to the community, and I always want to enrich our young people, because it's a community that lies very close to my heart. And just recently we heard Obama saying, you can only go on so many expensive holidays. You can only have so many nice things, and you have to share, you know, you have to share your resources with them. Although I don't have a lot of money, but I have resources that I can assist the young people of Macassar with, and I want to use that to break the cycle of poverty. And I think with education, that is the first step to actually break that cycle.
Oh, and you do it so well. Geraldine Pillay, thank you very much for chatting to me this morning, and all of the best with your event.
Oh, thank you so much.